Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to Trooper Chuck Allen about holiday highway safety and some changes with the Nevada High Patrol. Plus, Black Friday, minimum wage, and unions on our Power Pundit panel. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Trooper Chuck Allen, who is the Public Information Officer for the Nevada High Patrol. Chuck, good to see you today.
Thanks for having me on the show, Paul.
So we have officially, you know, entered into the holiday season after Thanksgiving. Is this a time of year where you see a lot more activity on the road and more accidents?
Absolutely. As we just had Thanksgiving weekend, that's probably the most busiest traveled weekend out of the entire year. And we also held our participate in our annual Click It or Ticket program to just remind folks the safety of always buckling up.
Do those work? I mean, you know, I get in my car. If I don't put my seatbelt on, I hear a little ding, 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 ding in my ear. So are they working? I mean, who are we talking to? Most everybody I know wears a seatbelt now.
Right. 94% of the people in Washoe County and Clark County are wearing their seatbelt based on recent surveys. And that number has been fairly consistent over the past couple of years. We've achieved some significant rates as far as compliance goes. I mean, not too many years ago, we were only in the mid-80 percentile compliance rate. The unfortunate thing, Paul, is we today can still see up to 50% of our crashes, fatality crashes, where people are not wearing their seatbelt.
Now, we're not seeing as many fatals, though, right? I mean, we are getting better. Cars are getting safer. So, you know, it is working.
Yes. I mean, between industry, building, and designing safer automobiles, airbags, and so forth, along with earned media, paid media, and high visible enforcement, that's what it takes to get compliance.
And so that's part of the Zero Fatalities campaign that I know. NDOT, you know, a lot of the agencies in the state are working on.
Right, absolutely. We collaborate with NDOT regularly. We just held a press conference in Northern Nevada last week to remind people of safe driving practices in light of the four-day holiday weekend. As we continue to move toward the end of the year, a lot of holiday parties, New Year's Eve, so we expect alcohol to be a part of those celebrations, and we want folks to know where they're, if you're going to go out and party and drink, you already know you're going to do that. Designate a safe and sober driver before you go out and partake in any alcoholic beverages.
Is it seasonal? I mean, do we see a lot more accidents happen around holidays? I mean, I noticed, you know, this summer, 4th of July, mm-hmm. I was stuck at it wasn't NHP, it was a California check site for DUI. It took me 4 hours to get around the lake.
Really? Well, you know, the high travel weekends generate more traffic, obviously, and then the probability of crashes obviously can go up. But our messages have always focused on drivers paying attention, limiting their distraction, always wearing a seatbelt, never drinking and driving.
Now, talk about distractions. We have, you know, of course, texting, cell phones. Mm-hmm. We had a law passed a few years ago that said if you're going to use one of these, you need to have your headphones or Bluetooth. Right. Is that working? Have we seen a marked change in behavior since that law came into place in Nevada?
I think now that the law is in place, people are becoming, they're looking at different ways to use their cell phone. Instead of talking, they're texting a lot, and they're doing so primarily while sitting in a traffic light. That behavior is still very, very active. I like you, see it more on my days off when I'm driving my personal vehicle than when I'm driving my cruiser, where people will see a marked unit and curtail that behavior. But we see that more rampantly when people are sitting in a traffic light.
And we have seen, I know the first time we started enforcing them, we did see those tickets go up. Has it been steady, or do you think people are getting the message, or do we see as many of those citations?
I think the citations are still there. I don't think we see as many because the law has been in effect for just almost 2 years now. So we do see a decline in citations. But again, a lot of it is difficulty enforcing the law when you see a motorist stuck in traffic in the opposing side of the intersection. Logistically,
sure.
it's almost impossible.
Trying to get them and trying to stop that kind of behavior. And I mean, I know for me, I mean, I'm on my cell phone all the time, but in the car, but I have Bluetooth.
Right.
I mean, that's the smart way to go about it. Now, we have seen a little bit of an increase. I'm the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Mm-hmm. We have seen a little bit of an increase nationwide in truck fatalities. And a lot of people are saying, that's because the economy. When the economy's up, you see greater fatalities because more people are driving, more people are on the road.
Well, that only makes sense. I mean, the higher volume of traffic, the more common or the higher probability of a crash can occur with the higher volume of traffic on the roadways. Absolutely.
So do you see that then when you have that recession that, you know, people are making those decisions not to drive, and that's why, you know, we do see a bit of a decrease?
Well, I know in our business, we like to look at several years of data before we make assumptions that something is based on a particular area or problem.
And we did see crashes kind of, you know, just go down. When was our high point for crashes?
I want to say 2006 in Nevada was a very high point.
And that was when our economy was booming. And then after that, we've seen kind of this precipitous drop.
Right. And I look at, as a spokesperson and reporting on crashes every day, the morning crashes in the greater Reno area have greatly declined. I remember years ago, I would have to write down where all 8 crashes were around the spaghetti bowl. But you look at roadway design, and maybe the economy plays into it. Maybe fewer people are going to work every day at 6 o'clock as opposed to back in 2006 when everything was booming. But the crash activity, at least for the day shift portion of the Northern Nevada roadways, has gone down dramatically.
So that is something good that we're seeing. All right, we are going to be right back with Trooper Chuck Allen on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Trooper Chuck Allen, who is the Public Information Officer for the Nevada High Patrol. Now, we have seen some changes in leadership at the High Patrol. We had Chief or Colonel Troy Abney. Mm-hmm. He is no longer at the helm.
Right. That happened last week, the week before Thanksgiving. He tendered his resignation, and the Director of Public Safety, Jim Wright, accepted it. And in his last email to the troopers, Chief Abney conveyed to everyone that he was looking at an opportunity to enroll into a doctorate program focused on organizational leadership. So whether all that played into his timing, it's really hard to say.
Well, and good luck to him. Good luck to you, former Chief Abney. All our best.
And all right, absolutely.
We don't know who the new chief is yet. We have an interim.
Right. Our deputy director, Jackie Muth, is taking the helm to lead the NHP until a new chief is identified, most likely not till after the first of the year.
Now, one of the things that NHP has had an issue with over the years, and I think a lot of state agencies have had that issue, mm-hmm. is you end up competing with local government for bodies to find people who want to come in and be a high patrolman or work for the state of Nevada, right. as opposed to working for local government. And it seems like NHP for years and years and years, you guys did the training and then you lose them to either City of Reno or Metro.
Right. That was quite a concern years ago in Las Vegas. I think we were training as fast as we were training troopers. They were migrating over to North Town or Henderson or Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, because the pay was so much better, you know. And then you look at some of the pay issues today, I believe that a topped-out trooper is competitively paid with law enforcement in northern Nevada. But if you've got a fairly new trooper that comes on today, based on the economy, based on the frozen step increases that are not being allowed currently, it does make, obviously, for a better opportunity to go where you can make more money. But I look at that as a win-win-win-lose. I mean, obviously, it would be a win for the officer to make more money. It's a win for the community because that trained law enforcement officer gets to stay in his or her community. It's a win for that department who gains that body because the money isn't spent on training that person. But it's a loss to NHP, obviously, because now we have to go through the recruitment process.
Now, how do you do that? What do you do to go and find those recruits? Do you go to the community colleges, people in the criminal justice programs?
Right. Our HR folks are very visible in the community. They look at all the career fairs that are posted in the local communities, even out of state. We've been very successful in years past, even going down to Camp Pendleton, for example, to recruit former Marines to come into our department.
And that is something that I know, is it a process that you're always looking at, you know, we have to find more to replace, where you do see, you know, some local governments having to lay people off, you're constantly looking at replacing those new bodies?
Well, then you look at the attrition rate alone in northern Nevada. I think the percentage of troopers in northern Nevada, like myself, all of us, there's a good portion of us here in northern Nevada who have less than 5 years before we can retire, or can retire now for that matter. So the active recruiting process is always going to be there.
So let me ask you a little bit about yourself. You were a trooper, and now here you are on TV. You are the face of the Nevada High Patrol. I think everybody who watches the news or listens to the radio knows of Trooper Chuck Allen. How did you make that migration?
Interesting that you asked that. I was asked by my former captain in 2003 if I wanted the position. And my perception of a PIO back then was the trooper that had his or her own office, drove a new car every year, and enjoyed reading the sports page. And I'm being funny there. But honestly, I thought it was an easy assignment. And I come to, and after being in this assignment now for 10 years, it's 24/7 all the time. You know, the phones never stop. As you know, the news cycles never stop. Back when I became a PIO, all I had to do was get a fax in by the end of the day or an email out before the 5 o'clock news, and I was good. But it's such a competitive market that when a crash happens or a tragedy happens or a significant event happens anywhere in northern Nevada that relates to traffic safety, everybody wants that information instantaneously.
Now, compared to being a trooper, I mean, that is a hard job. You have somebody, you know, who you're pulling somebody over on the road. You don't know who's necessarily driving that car and where it could turn into a life or death situation. Mm-hmm. And that is something that you have to train for and be ready for. And so, I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for you guys on the road.
Right. I mean, it's a developed trait. I mean, the more you stay in this profession, I think you read people a little bit more closely. But you hit it right on the head. You don't know who you're stopping. All you know at that particular moment is what freeway you're on, what direction of travel you're on, and a vague description of the vehicle to include the license plate. But you don't know who's driving the vehicle.
I mean, you kind of have an idea, right? I mean, you know if they're, you know, have a CCW or not, or, you know, if maybe the owner of the car has a warrant.
Right, and you may not learn that till after you walk up to the vehicle and I actually identify the driver with the driver's license and then do a driver's license check, which would then reveal the CCW permit or any other notes against the driver, if you will.
All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you, Chuck, for what you do, and I want to thank, you know, all of our good men and women out there on the High Patrol, you know, from the Trucking Association and from me personally, and, you know, if they ever see me speeding between here and Winnemucca, please please remember, I'm a nice guy. All right. Hey, Chuck, thank you very much. You have anything to tell everybody?
Just always wear your seatbelt, focus on your driving, stay safe, and use your turn signals.
All right. Hey, Chuck, thank you. We are going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
A good law firm protects you, your family, your well-being, and your health. But a great law firm protects your money. At Laub & Laub, it's all about your money.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub and Laub, we're here for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with our Power Pundit panel. We have Trey Abney with The Chamber. We have Greg Crawford with Alliance Trust. Did I get that right?
Sure did.
All right. And Dan Mason, Program Director of KOH and host of The Dan Mason Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
afternoon.
Or whenever you're going to be watching this. All right. So we are now on Cyber Monday, and we're taping this on Cyber Monday. We had Black Friday. We had Thanksgiving.
Great Thursday.
Yeah. Whatever they're calling that. But it's interesting because all the news stories this week seem to be about raising the minimum wage and how we have these big stores punishing their workers by making them work on Thanksgiving. We have fast food strikes in 100 cities planned for this Thursday. Now, to me, it kind of seems like a coordinated effort, like maybe we're being played by Huffington Post and SEIU.
Well, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, when I worked at a cafeteria when I was 16. Minimum wage was raised twice. And guess what happened to our prices? Both times minimum wage was raised. Prices went up. We serve senior citizens who are on a fixed income. Raising the minimum wage just makes everything more expensive for those workers that you're claiming you want to help. So it's going to be more expensive for them to buy stuff. They're not going to save any money by doing this. Most of these workers that worked, a lot of workers that worked on Thanksgiving wanted to. They wanted the extra hour. Some of them got paid time and a half, double time.
Well, I think that's a requirement. I mean, I don't think you have a choice, you know, on a holiday like that. You have to pay.
And some of them didn't want to hang around with their families anyway. Not everybody wants to hang around with their family. They want to work and make money. I mean, and these stores would not open on Thanksgiving if there wasn't a demand for it. If nobody went, they wouldn't open.
Greg, did you go out Black Friday or Great Thursday?
I certainly didn't, and I think it's a little nutty to wait in line when you could be home with your family and such. But at the end of the day, it's a personal choice. If people want to work, if people want to shop, that's their right. That's the option that they have. Personally, I stayed home and ate turkey and watched football with relatives.
But, well, Dan, you know, a lot of the people are making the contention that these guys don't have a choice. You know, they are the working poor, and we need to pay them more. We're making them work on Thanksgiving. We need to raise the minimum wage. They're actually demanding $15 to be the minimum wage.
Yeah, McDonald's already has a plan to make the $5 menu once all of this happens. But be careful what you wish for. Listen, if people don't want to work in retail, they can choose not to work in retail. By and large, that's a choice you make. If you want to go do something else, you go do something else. But really, a lot of this is a byproduct of we're still in a recession. We may not officially be in one, but we still are. And a lot of people are trying to make ends meet with these lower paying jobs that historically were more entry level. They weren't designed for you to go to work at Walmart and support your family.
Right.
But
and stay
unfortunately,
there for years
that's
and years.
The way it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we have seen teen unemployment, you know, really go up since we've had an increase in minimum wage. And so I do think you have a lot of these, you know, older people who are now in these jobs that you'd usually have open for teens and entry-level workers.
Well, and that's absolutely right. And the economy has something to do with that, is people have to look for lower-level jobs. They may have had to leave a higher-level one. And so once the older people stay there, it doesn't allow our teens to have that entry-level experience. And then they have an even harder time finding a job because they have no entry-level job experience.
Greg, we're seeing the stock market at 1600. You know, we talk about, you know, is the recession over? Is it not? I mean, it doesn't necessarily feel like it is to me, but the stock market really doesn't say that. I mean, when you have it at record highs, are we right at the tip of a bubble before it pops, or what do you see happening?
Well, certainly the Federal Reserve has had a tremendous influence over asset prices, and certainly the stock market, certain parts of real estate reflect that. Right now, the economic fundamentals of this country, although technically we're not in a recession, certainly feels like it. The growth rates are very low, very low low coming off the severe recession that we went through. Technically, we're not in a recession, but fundamentally, the valuations that we have in asset prices really aren't supported by the economic fundamentals. They're supported by the policies of the Federal Reserve.
So that's bubble territory.
It's going to be very interesting to see how the Fed unwinds this strategy. There is that potential, yes.
You know, Dan, holiday season, they're actually anticipating people spending less this year than they did the year before, which would be the first thing since the recession 2008-2009. Do you think that's real? Do you think we are still in a place where people aren't confident about their position?
Oh, I absolutely do. I actually saw a piece earlier today that numbers over Thanksgiving weekend were up, but spending was down. So people are out there, but they've got apparently less money to spend, and that's the problem.
They're looking but not buying, and maybe that's because they put all the crap out on Black Friday and for discounts that you don't want to buy anyways, right? Wait till January when they put the good stuff on sale.
You don't want the $2 waffle iron?
No, I don't need a $2 waffle iron or a $5 DVD player.
We need Ronco to come back. That's what we need.
There you go.
I just dated myself.
Ron Papil, I get it. Showtime Rotisserie.
There you go.
All right. Well, let me just ask a quick question. Do you think these strikes are going to have any impact? Do you think people are still going to visit fast food restaurants, McDonald's, or do you think you will see people saying, no, we're going to have solidarity with these?
Yes, they're going to visit them because they're fast and easy and cheap food.
Yeah, I don't see it having a lasting impact.
It's going to depend on whether the cheap part continues.
All right, and that's where you have to leave it. All right, thank you very much, Power Pundit Panel. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
When it comes to power, Senator Harry Reid delivers. And when it comes to creating clean energy jobs, no one's done more than Harry Reid. Expanding solar, geothermal, and wind energy production. Working to create thousands of good jobs here in Nevada. And to make us America's clean energy leader. Call Senator Reid. Thank him for being a leader on clean energy.
Do your cabinets look worn out and outdated? They work fine, but they don't look fine. What do you do to make them look new again? Call Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your cabinets and wood floors in Sparks. Enhance in just one day could have your cabinets or floors look new again. Enhance can change the color of your cabinets too for so much less than buying new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance in Sparks now for free in-home consultation at 358-8808.
I'm not what the girls here would call classically good-looking. I spent most of my youth in the dreaded friend zone. That all changed when my folks got Charter TV. I discovered tons of chick flicks in HD and on demand and learned all the secrets to romancing the high school girl. Now in a school full of boys, I'm the man. I'm the man.
Get Charter TV starting at $29.99 per month. Charter, make way for more.
When you're denied Social Security disability benefits, too often you're not the only one who feels the pain. When someone depends on you, being denied your disability benefits can leave you feeling completely helpless. But the truth, you're not. At David Allen Associates, we step in and get the results you earned. And it costs you nothing until your application is approved. We're in this with you, all of us. I'm David Allen.
Tomorrow, Sam's going to be coming from Vegas with Southern Nevada Water Authority Chief Pat Mulroy. Thanks for watching and listening.